Welcome to Conversations with Toy, a blogcast tackling life one episode at a time. This is the time to air out life's craziest moments. This space is all about speaking about life's hang-ups and ways in which we can leave better than when we started. Topics are all about ways we can find space to be better in life, love, mental space, and health.
Happy Friday! I hope that you have had the most amazing week. Today is Friday and we are back. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend that the Conversations with Toy podcast is back. We took a little bit of a break because breaks are great and we are definitely back. This is episode one and it is season 12. That is correct. This is season 12. This is episode number one of that season. Happy New Year. We are back. I'm only saying this once because obviously this is the first time that we are coming and having this conversation since 2025 has hit. We, or I should say I, have taken such an amazing little bit of a break. Definitely a break was necessary, and I'm sure you can hear by the sound of my voice. I got my energy back. Like, I need to explain that when you're recording a podcast, you just want to make sure that the energy is right. And there have been plenty of times where I felt like I felt prey to, P-R-E-Y, to not always showing up as my best self, even though, again, that's never been my intention to come any other way. But life be lifing, and we are back. So the energy is extremely, extremely good. With that being said, let's welcome, if you are tuning in to Conversations with Toy for the very, very first time, welcome. Welcome to this space. We are always going to talk about some form of mental health and self-care because that is what I love to talk about. It is just something that I feel like needs to have a light to it. We need to have more conversation. In addition to that, we do talk about the things that are happening on these internet streets and everything else in between. So I want you to just get comfortable. If you're listening to this on the, you know, you're working out, you're doing your thing, listen, do all of the things, do it well, and just do whatever makes you feel good, because life has been throwing so many curveballs. Let me also just say that the world, since the last time we've recorded, which is either, I believe, right after Christmas or maybe even right before it, the world is going to hell in a handbasket, almost literally. And so I just want to talk about a couple of the things that's been happening in these internet streets. And of course, we're going to talk about mental health and wellness and how our mental health and wellness affects the different areas of our lives. I really think that's just really it in a nutshell, because there's nothing you could do to escape your well-being. If your mental health is not together, you're not going to be together. Certain things just have to be within alignment in order for, you know, you to do and show up as your best self. So without any, and I do mean any, further ado, let's get into the conversation for today. And let's just talk about a couple of things. One of the things I want to talk about is, one, because we have, this is our first episode since the new year, I just want to give a notice that, again, I want you to continue to just try to knock out all of the goals that you have, but also give yourself some grace. You know, you've built up however many years that you are, you know, doing things that, you know, wasn't as good as it needed to be, needing to tighten up in certain areas. So give yourself a little grace as you're trying to navigate through new spaces or revisiting spaces that you should have already been in, such as working out, taking care of your body, taking care of your mind, making sure that you put in some rest, making sure that you put in those different elements that you may need, because we're all different. We need different things at different times. So take care of yourself. Give yourself grace. I was at an event earlier this week and there was a couple of young ladies that were struggling, and I'm not saying that I'm not struggling. They were struggling. No, I think we're all struggling, just struggling in our own way. And one of the things that just kept being repeated was the fact that we need to get comfortable when we're not able to do something. We can't go somewhere. We haven't been on what we considered our ball. And sometimes we get ourselves all worked up about what we should or, you know, could be. And I was just having conversations with a few of the young ladies that were there and just like reminding them, like, You have to work at your own pace. You have to do the things that make sense to you. And when it comes to your mental health and your wellness, sometimes saying no and then doing your own thing, the things that fills your cup. And if you don't know what that is, maybe you're struggling. Maybe you do know what that is, but you haven't tapped in it enough so that you haven't done it in a while. So you might feel a little displaced when it comes to, you know, how do I tap into the things that I may need at a given space? It's okay. You're going to have those, you know, like they used to say in church, those backsliding moments, but you've got to be able to get yourself back up. You've got to be able to start all over again. You've got to be able to see light at the end of the tunnel, because sometimes them tunnels be so dark, you know, everybody else around you claims that they can see things that you can't see. And when you can't see it, trust me, it's hard. Now, every podcaster knows is that when you go on a break, for whatever your break is, however long your break is, you know, oftentimes, you know, breaking news will pop off exactly when you're on a break. It just, I don't know what it is. And if you are a podcaster yourself, or maybe you have friends that are podcasters, you'll know, like they'll hear is like something will always pop off during a break. Life don't be doing as much, you know, they'll do some things, but it don't be as bad. But let a break happen. Let you say, you know what, let's create some downtime. Let's just put this on pause. And the second you do, everything in his mom wants to happen. And I feel like that's what was happening since after Christmas. There's a lot going on. You have TikTok possibly being banned this particular weekend. You got people, you know, telling people stories without permission. There's a lot. There is a lot going on. Now, I know that because we live in a world where we have access to our phones and all this breaking news comes to our phones. And we've heard about the situation with Twitch and his widow and her conversations around what she deemed to be what she wanted to put out regarding Twitch's story. Here is a few things that I would love to share and just give a simple reminder to people who are saying to themselves, this is rich people's problem. This is not my issue. Or you may even be saying, listen, I'm part of the 92% that decided we were going to do what we had to do for the elections. And so me not caring about the things that's happening in the world that don't affect me directly is where I'm at. 100%, I understand. And maybe you're like, you know what? He married a white woman. This is a lot for black people. They'll say, oh, you know, so-and-so married a white woman, so they get what all they deserve. Listen, there's 1,001 reasons as to why you may be on your side of the bubble. Here's the things that I feel like we should talk about the most when it comes to mental health. There has been some illusion that Twitch was on drugs, even though in the toxicology report, there was no drugs in his system. So it's like, okay, this man died with no drugs. Doesn't mean that he couldn't have had a little stashy stash that was in the house. You know, that could be a possibility as well. I am a content creator and a writer, and part of my story for myself started with me talking very openly about my postpartum depression. Now, my youngest will be, Lord's willing, 11 this year. So this is a little bit about maybe 12 years ago where conversations about mental health and wellness wasn't as popping as it is now. You know, you don't have people in conversations now talking openly about the medication that they're using. You don't see people having, you know, back then you didn't see people having forums where you can come and you can research the topic and people are talking about their experiences. These are things that are just not something that happened at least 12 years ago. Not in great abundance. I'm not saying it never happened. I'm just saying it just wasn't something that was so widely understood or widely spread. Be it that I'm a content creator that talks very openly about mental health and wellness and is very specifically about my own personal health and wellness, it's not abnormal for me to feel as if I'm sharing my story, people have heard things, and to move forward. Here is the caveat of all these things. I have a right to share as much of my story or as little as my story as I choose. So if something should happen to me and y'all see or hear that my husband is saying, oh, well, she would have wanted me. No, I didn't. Because if I didn't leave it specifically, then don't go around here telling my story. I don't want people to get this misunderstood. This is no longer about, you know, if I agree with her or with his widow or not. The problem with mental health and wellness is that people don't understand is that you should be able to, again, feel comfortable to share parts of your story that you feel comfortable with. And I feel like because Twitch never shared these things while he was alive with his wife at the time, I feel like these things should not be something that we're talking about as openly as we are. There should not be a NDA that was needed to be signed. All these different things are happening. And it's really unfortunate because it sets this tone that as my partner, if you know that your partner has a mental health issue and they're going through it, that you get to make the decision and without my permission, and in addition to that, belittle it or make it seem as if you want to use it as a ploy to get or to gain monetary finances or and gains. And I feel like this is the part that a lot of people don't talk about. There are so many people that'll tell people all the time, you know, you'll hear about a story about, let's say, a young woman, I'll just use as an example, who's going through her mental health crisis and she doesn't reach out. And so people are always like, yeah, well, see, this is why you need to reach out. You need to have a conversation. The problem isn't the reaching out. The problem isn't the person that's supposed to be receiving the reach out. Meaning if I come to you and I divulge into you that I'm having certain issues outside of something causing me or anybody around me physical harm, then for a lot of people, they go and they tell people stories. They go and they add more to it. They go and they do all these different levels of things. And if you're somebody who's going through a mental health issue and you see that this person can't be trusted, it's no longer about telling people what is going on. It's about being able to tell it to the right person. Because I don't know Twitch's and his wife's, his ex, you know, his widow story, but the things that I have been hearing since now these things have happened doesn't set the tone well for his widow. It makes it seem as if, again, she was here for a money grab. She wanted to make sure she was the only one in control and felt that she should be the only one in control because she's the wife. Now, I'm a wife. I have been a wife for going on 13 years this year. And I understand that need to make sure that you assert yourself, but being assertive, but being disrespectful, being assertive, but doing things that's out of character is not okay. So be very concerning and caring about the people that are around you. And if somebody entrusts you with their mental health struggles, please do not be a friend. Do not be an enemy. Don't be the ignorant person that goes and divulge it. I have talked about this on this podcast and you can listen to it on Store Love. This is the conversation with my husband and I, where we talk about my personal struggles with my mental health. And my mental health wasn't always in the best place. And sometimes it still struggles because I'm human in this body and having this lived experience. And he was going around at certain points telling people, his friends, certain things about my certain situation that I personally would not have told anyone. Now, I can't fault him fully because, you know, he may have at that time needed some support, you know, all the things, but it was the way in which he was going about it. And there was parts of the story that he could have told without divulging certain things that I felt at the time was completely, I felt was in good, it was in made and missed in bad judgment to talk about certain aspects. So we had a conversation. And since this whole situation has come out, we've had another conversation of like, hey, if I didn't write it as much as I write about my own story, if I didn't say it amongst a group of people, then maybe we should not make sure you don't repeat my stuff. Because I obviously didn't want someone to know certain aspects of it. And I feel like we live in this nation, in this world where, you know, we feel so comfortable because we have people like myself who are willing to share, that we feel like that should be across the board. And or we take things into our own hand. Like I said, I am a content creator that talks very openly about the ups and downs of my own personal mental health. But I still feel like there's still things that happen that are still about me. And they're about my comfortability with telling certain aspects. So again, please be aware of who you marry, who you connect with, who you make connections with, because God forbid you were in a situation like this and you would have to have somebody have an attorney or have your will present to make sure that certain things are carried out. So that's just my 5-second thought. That has been one of the biggest stories that has come out because, again, you know, his widow has been doing really well, kind of staying out of public eye, kind of staying to, you know, everybody's trying to stay to themselves and trying to handle their business. And then you just go from that to this. So it's a lot. It's a lot for those of us who just even on the outside and put yourself in a position of, you know, me being a mom and somebody and my husband's, you know, wife tells me that I have to sign an NDA in order to attend my own son's funeral. That seems like a lot. Or if I want to be a part of the open casket portion of the funeral, that I need to make sure that I handle certain things a certain way. It's just, and it could be a lot, you know, emotions are flaring. There's a lot of emotions going on because Twitch unfortunately took his own life. And so the agony of just dealing with that on top of just these extra little fires that continues to happen is completely out of control. And unfortunately, speaking of fires, unless you've been living underneath a rock and that rock somehow had no connection to the Wi-Fi, then maybe you're not aware that parts of LA have been under fire and parts of California have been under fire and have been that way for quite some time. You may not know that, but that is what's happening right now. And the amount of people who are getting extremely insensitive, as if, you know, losing a home or losing everything that you have is no big deal. Like, no big deal. No big deal. It is a big deal. Replacing a home isn't as easy as it sounds. You know, you got to go through that whole process all over again and to find something that you actually like. In the meantime, you're displaced. You're displaced. So I'm a little tired. I'm just asking, for the sake of all that care, stop making conversations about the fact that we're tired of hearing about the LA fires, because it'd be all a certain thing if it was an Atlanta fire, if it was a Lancaster fire, if it was a Philadelphia fire, if it was all these different places that was catching on fire, we would have a problem. So let's just try to do better and be more humane towards other people, because God forbid, I don't want to know what that feels like to lose everything. Not to lose a few things, not to lose, you know, a couple of things here and there, but to lose everything that you've worked so hard to get, that's not something I would wish on anyone. This weekend is MLK weekend, which is the Martin Luther King Jr. weekend. It is supposed to be a time of reflection, celebration, and honoring the life and legacy of Dr. King. Personally, I'm not doing any volunteer projects. I'm not packing any boxes this week, this time. I am not doing that. I am choosing yet to, one, rest. Two, rest. I don't even have anticipation of putting on clothes. I'm trying to make sure everything is off my schedule so that I don't have to do anything except for take a chill pill and relax. That's the goal. All I can say is this: listen, if you are one of those fancy, and I mean, I don't even say fancy, but those promoters, and you're using the Dr. King's picture, please don't let there be no foolishness going on wherever you're doing this at. And what do I mean by that? Every year we get the poster board that is taken down and put up with, where they're trying to make it seem like, you know, certain parts of different parts of the cities of where you may live or where I may live have, are the party spots. So everybody come down and they send out a flyer, and on the flyer it has, you know, a picture that's obviously been photoshopped on another photo. You got women, you got girls, you got all kind of stuff. People are partying. Listen, we don't need none of that. This is not the uplifting that Dr. King would have been proud of or stood for, because it's truly unnecessary. It is truly unnecessary. So let's go ahead and make sure that we just, you know, get and do the things that we need to get and do, so we can all have a good weekend. We can all celebrate the life and legacy of Dr. King. We can all get our rest. We can all eat well. We can all do the things that, again, matter to us the most. And again, if you're going to do it, don't be ashamed. You know, I feel like people get so weirded out when they figure out that other people can see the things that they're doing. But it's like, you gave that. That wasn't given. You gave that. All I want us to do is to do better. I want us to all find ways that we can honor Dr. King with our lifestyle and lifestyle choices, but in the same exact token, making sure that we don't compromise other people in any type of space. So let's continue. Now, also this weekend, the app as we know it of TikTok may be no more. We're still waiting. Everybody's waiting with bated breath to see if this app is really going to go away. It is scheduled to go away on Sunday, which is the 19th. I don't know. We shall see what's going to happen. I honestly don't know. All I will say is that it's been a really good app. You know, I know there's some pitfalls. There's pitfalls, Lord knows, with everything. But it was a really good app. And I will say that I was not immediately on board. I didn't understand the value of it. I didn't really understand the goodness that could come from it. And once I started recognizing just like how funny it was, like I used to spend like Fridays as like my little scroll time for it. But either way, I do like the app. And if it stays, then it stays. I know that everybody's just kind of figuring this out. And there's a lot of content creators that make the bulk of their money off of TikTok, especially if they have a large following. And I've been reading things that people are just like, well, why are you getting so upset? It's just an app. Like, if you make a lot of money on a certain app, then you want to make sure that you keep that app going, because once that well runs dry, you know, you got to find another, you know, find something else to put in this place. All I can say is that I don't know what's going to happen. I do hope that it stays, or if it's going to be extended for another 200 and something odd days. I don't know. We shall definitely see. And that's the only thing I can say. Now, on Monday, which is also actually the day that we reverence Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday, even though his birthday was the other day, is the fact that the inauguration, where Trump will be going back into the office and being officially sworn in, is on Monday again, where it is also the MLK Day. Again, I'm not doing anything. I don't know who needs to hear this, but I personally will be, Lord's will, in pajamas. I plan to get some work done that's for me or for the blog or just for content creation's sake. Those are the types of things that I'm going to be working on. I don't plan to be volunteering, to be doing those soup kitchens, to be folding up nothing, to be cleaning up nothing. I just want to relax. I think the fact of like understanding what Dr. King's legacy means to you and how you can better be a better person, I think is above all things. But if you want to be, you know, the type of person that has to be showboating and show people what you're doing, you know, if you're doing all these volunteer activities, I think that's a beautiful thing. If you're doing all these activities to be seen, now that's a problem, because that's just not what that day is supposed to be about. So the inauguration is coming, you know, people are going to be deciding if they're going to watch. Here's the couple of things that I should say that I would suggest according to mental health and, you know, things for your mental health. One is, if you don't have the capacity to watch the inauguration, because obviously none of us, you know, got invited, but if somehow you are watching the inauguration and you are just at the point where you're like, you know what, I've tapped out, I have nothing left to give, I don't feel like being, you know, subjected to any of those things, I just want to give a simple reminder that you don't have to. Yeah, I just want to give a simple reminder that you don't have to. I personally will not be watching it. I'm quite aware that certain things, like, you know, whatever the high big things that are going to happen, it's going to come on my phone. So I don't feel the need to sit there and watch it. Again, I plan to be in pajamas for that day. I plan to rest and relax. I plan to just, again, do all the things that are going to make me happy, that's going to fill my cup. So I'm not going to be doing any volunteer work. I would say, again, if you have the ability and want to sit and watch the inauguration, then by all means, you know, it's your choice. But if you don't, then don't. That's one of the biggest things for self-care, is learning how to say, you know what, I don't think that's going to work for me. So find yourself something that you can do that's going to bring you solace and peace. Also, find other ways to give towards things that contribute to conversations around the life and legacy of Dr. King. Those are things that you can do for your mental health in replace of, or in its place of, going to or watching the inauguration. Also know there's going to be things that are going to be said that are going to be done, and they're going to be done rather quickly. The biggest thing that we could be doing to prepare for any of these things is to make sure that we're good, make sure that our families is in decent positions, that we have certain situations lined up, you know, birth certificates, whatever you need, make sure you have everything lined up. I'm not telling you that you're going to have to vacate, run, and leave. What I am saying to you is that one never knows what life is going to bring and what trouble that is going to bring, because we've never been through a situation like this. I have no idea what to expect. I will say that the inauguration is going to be a rather interesting one, because I believe it's been reported that Michelle Obama said, "Nah, I'm part of the 92. I'm the queen leader. I'm not going to anything that doesn't serve me." So if that's the type of person that you are, you've gotten to the point where, you know, you've done all these different animals as far as these different little coping mechanisms, it's not helping, you're just trying to get, you're struggling, and it has to do with the inauguration, again, take that step back. Decide if it's something that you want to watch. Okay, you made a decision. I don't want to watch this. This doesn't, you know, serve me. Also make a commitment to, one, making sure that your everything that you would need would be in place so that you shouldn't have to leave and go anywhere. That's kind of my one of my biggest things to help you with your mental health. Also, find activities, small activities that you can do while you're at home, whether that be read a book, whether that be go through a favorite magazine, whatever it is, get ready, prepare to do so that you can be, again, ready and then also prepared and prepare so that you have stuff to do. You may not want to leave the house. It may be too cold. I know, I will be in pajamas. If anybody wants to come and be in pajamas, that's where I'm going to be. Get and make sure that you are good in almost every aspect when it comes to, you know, again, what is it that you need? What fills your cup? I don't want to watch inauguration, then don't. I don't want to talk about it to other people, then don't. I don't want to see the highlights, then if those highlights can only come onto your phone if you press the button. So be clear about what it is that you need. Take a step back. Make sure that you know, figure this all out. I don't want to hear this. I don't want to hear the rhetoric, because again, they're going to play whatever Trump's responses are, whatever the other leaders' that responses are, they're going to replay them back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Again, your job as a person who was going to a school
or going to their jobs or going to whatever. Don't allow anybody to bait you. Don't let the whole bait and switch thing. Don't let somebody get you to the point where you're so angry because you want to voice your opinion about what it is that you do or don't like. Don't do it. In this season of 2025, we know what that's going to lead. In season of 2025, we understand exactly what could happen. And I want us to be smarter in how we decide, like, listen, I don't want to be a participant in this. And this could even go across the board from other aspects of your life.
How has my personal mental health been? I want to, one, present that as a topic. And only reason why I'm presenting it as a topic is to not highlight that if I feel like I'm doing great, but you may feel like you're not, that you're somehow in trouble and that like other people are superior than you, because that's definitely not it. The reason why I'm bringing up this particular conversation or this particular situation when it comes to like a mental health check-in is that when was the last time you really did do that? Like, when is the last time you sat and said to yourself, how am I truly feeling? You know, when people ask you, how are you doing? We kind of give the generic, oh, I'm good, I'm okay, instead of being honest about where exactly we are. So the biggest advice that I can give when you're talking about dealing with your mental health is, again, to know who you are and to, again, begin that process. Because some people, you know, they start off late, they're late bloomers. Maybe they didn't catch the tea as far as what they should or should not be doing. But again, take care of the things that take care of you, or even the things that are going to be serving you. Make sure you take care of that. Take us, like I said, we just want to recap what I said for the mental health when it comes to the inauguration on Monday. If you choose to watch it, great. If you choose to say, you know what, this ain't for me, I don't have no parts in this, I'm going to just go about my way, that's completely fine. If for whatever reason you get into these things in life where you feel like you have to overshare, overreact, over whatever, don't do it. I need you to take care of you. If that means getting some more rest, if that means, you know, having a play date with a friend, whatever you need, go ahead and tap into that. Go ahead and tap into making sure that that is a reality. Here's the other part of this when it comes to mental health. You've got to get to the point where you have certain things in your arsenal, meaning certain things in your bag that you can pull out to say, this is how I've handled that. This situation looks like it needs to be one of those types of resolutions in order for us to figure this out. You've got to learn to master, like Kiki Palmer just wrote a book, Master of Me, and it was beautifully written. I even listened to the audiobook of it. I think it's an amazing story. It's amazing typing. It's just an amazing story altogether. But if I was in a situation where there was someone from across the town, I needed to find a way to get there, but I felt like, you know what, one, I'm so tired, I don't feel like getting up. Maybe two, you know, I don't feel like that's enough space, enough time. I want us to get used to when we put into like the questions that we're asking ourselves, 1001 things. I want us to get into the habit of checking in with ourselves as well as checking with the other people that's around us. I really do. I want us to make sure we take the time to make sure we understand people and people in general when it comes to the different highs and the very much given lows. Just because when you get depressed or you get in your mental health wellness that you tend to laugh to keep from crying, that's a mechanism, but it doesn't mean that's the only way of handling. I have a few cousins that decide, okay, we're going to get up and travel, and they're beautiful pictures look amazing. You know why? Because people have got to get to the point where, you know what, I'm going to travel, I'm going to go eat right, I'm just going to go lay in bed, I'm going to do mindless scrolling, I'm going to do whatever it is I got to do to take care of myself, and I'm not going to allow anybody to deter my progress. That's what you have to keep in mind. Those are the types of things that you want to keep close to your heart. So again, we got the weekend, we're going into the MLK weekend, we got inauguration. Again, do whatever is best for you, take the steps necessary to protect yourself, to, you know, make sure that you're good. The other part that I want to talk about is, again, that we're still moving into our 2025 goals, and it's very common for everybody to start off strong. Here is a few tips that I want you to do to make sure that you don't fall off. They say that if you can complete and change something within 30 days and be consistent with it, that it becomes no longer, you take something that goes from a chore to like a hobby, or at least a habit that you're willing to do and you're willing to stick with. Here is a few things that I would love to encourage you to do in your 2025 goals is to, one, be very much realistic. Be extremely realistic. I feel like sometimes that we don't set goals that are realistic. I want us to have goals that don't make sense. Like, I want us to dream big, big dreams, things that don't even make sense. You don't even have the skill sets for it. You don't have the mindset to even get there. You just know you want it, and you're just kind of trying to work yourself slowly to get there.
I'm good for big dreams. Like, I love to dream big, let the things happen. But in the same course, I want you to also, again, be practical. What makes sense? What makes logical sense? Everything doesn't have to have logic attached to it, but everything that you do can't have this larger than life to the point where you don't commit, you're not consistent. And then you're discovering that you're like, okay, you know what? I am struggling. I'm not getting certain things done. Oh, I feel like I'm going to fall off. Oh, I don't feel like putting any more energy or effort. That's what I want you to avoid. So if you're trying to complete some type of 2025 goals, make sure that you are realistic. Make sure that you, again, have somebody that can be an accountability partner. Accountability partner is just exactly what it sounds. It's somebody that is going to partner with you to keep you accountable and making sure that you're doing the right things when you're supposed to do them. And if you feel like you're falling off or you need a little bit of encouragement, that person is also supposed to be able to help you to stay on track. So become or get an accountability partner. Also, make sure that you be realistic and make sure that you check in with yourself daily, check in with yourself weekly, check in with yourself monthly. You want to set a situation up where, again, you're always constantly looking over, trying to find new ways to complete said goals. And the only way to do that is, again, is to check in. Checking in is a beautiful, beautiful part of your 2025 goals, any year, actually, of all your goals. So make sure you do that. Check in with yourself weekly, check in with yourself monthly. Just do a good check-in. Now to this really crazy story. I shared a little bit of this on my Facebook stories. So if you've been following me in my Facebook stories, I guess in a way it did go on my Facebook because it went on my Instagram. So my Instagram, Facebook stories of my Toy Time page. Of course, I'm on the Clock app, which is TikTok, and I see this story. I'm scrolling and scrolling and scrolling, and I see the story about this gentleman who allegedly, not even allegedly, let's just put it out there. He lives in an actual tent, one of that you have to pitch all the things, right? So he lives in this tent, and he has the nerve to, first of all, he got a cell phone enough to make enough power for it to come on and record. So he goes on and records this video about how he's looking for this wife to come in. He wants somebody that's going to take care of him. He wants somebody that's going to submit. First thing off the bat, I was like, what are we submitting to? Why and sir, what's happening? Like, why in the world are we doing this? Why would we even want this? Who asked for this? Like, this is not your season for dating. This is not your season for marriage. This could be your season for rebuilding, because there's no way you could bring somebody in there that you're living in the tent. Like, I know there's plenty of people. There's different folks, you know, different strokes for different folks. But come on, sir, this don't make any sense. So again, this man is living in this tent and he is, again, requesting for this wife to come in. Here's where the problem is. Again, I say that we all live in different seasons of our life, and I think that maybe this is not the perfect season or the time for you to be suggesting or requesting anything from any possible person. That's just me. I could be wrong. I want to be wrong. But sir, I'm not about to sit here and lay up with you in this tent. I'm just not going to do it. And I know there's a lot of men that's listening that would love to twist my words and say, well, now she's not even trying to be a team player, and then she's doing this and doing that. It's not that I'm not a team player, but we also got to know when it's time to fall back from playing games altogether. Sometimes you got to put that childish stuff to the side and become an adult, because ain't no way as an adult I'm sleeping with you inside of a tent when you could be figuring out what you need to do to get this, you know, situated. I just don't have it in me. I'm not being in a tent. And so as I'm watching these videos and I'm watching people's response to the videos, you know, a lot of people were laughing and kiki. And yeah, it's a hilarious story to sit up there and know that, you know, you're living in this tent. You got all this stuff going on. And before anybody comes for me saying you never know what you're going to get yourself into, you're 1,000% correct. But I have been in situations personally as a kid growing up watching people be displaced, that being in a tent is just something that I just would not put on anybody, and nor would I be okay with trying to make it seem that if you want to show somebody that you care and love them, that you must go over and above like we're on some type of Squid Games. This is not how this works. If I don't feel like aligned with you, I'm not about to sleep in a tent. That's not for me. I cannot speak for nobody else. I can only tell you what I know for me. That's the major part of it. The other part of it is this. We got to find a way to find ourselves in the best motivation that we can. And I can only imagine that, you know, this gentleman who, again, making these videos about him being in this tent, I'm sure that wasn't an easy thing to do, to put yourself out there, because, you know, just like in good old fashioned way, we're all talking about the story because we don't have to know this young lady right off the bat. We just have to know that it's a possibility. We have to hear the story so that we can affirm and reaffirm our situations with our life partners as well. I don't know why I'm getting all tongue tied, but again, What are the things that, again, make you feel seen, that you know for a fact God heard you, even if you didn't see God for yourself? You're like, I know that was God. That had to be God. Like, there's no way. I get it. 100%. But when it comes to just the way that we do things, and it comes to, you know, again, making the best decision, some of these decisions that we've said yes to may not be the decision we need to be worried about. That's just my, I don't know, my little 5 seconds. I don't get how we are so okay with living below the poverty line. That just does not make sense to me. Okay? It just doesn't. So what are you doing this weekend? You're going to be taking care of yourself. That's right. If you've been listening, that is what you're going to be doing this weekend. What are you going to be doing when it concerns, I don't know, the way that, you know, you're struggling with other parts of your mental health? You go out and you reach out to someone that you like and love, and you discover that they have betrayed you by telling other people, and it's gotten around. Now the story's getting bigger about your mental health. I want you to be very bold and courageous and let that person know how you feel. I want you to be honest about what it is that you're doing. I want you to be honest about where you are within your walk, because, you know, I just want you to do those things. I also want you to take a little bit of time to find a way to enjoy the 20th, which is Inauguration Day. We're calling it, I guess, the MLK Day weekend, because that's what we've been calling it for years. Either way, I want you to take care of yourself. Take care of the things that concern you, because they are crying and waiting and wishing for somebody to take care of them. And I want you to take care of you in the same way. I want you to put that effort into yourself. Listen, get that rest. Take a break. Take yourself off of social media. Take yourself a little bit of a whatever you need. Grab it. Grab hold to it and actually make it happen. I look forward to another episode with you next week, which would then be episode 2 of episode 12. Season 12, I should say. Episode 2 of season 12. I want us to have a great time. So I want to make sure that we're all on the same page. Make sure that you're not getting sick. Make sure that you're doing whatever it is that you need. And I will be here waiting for you with Conversations with Toy.
Thank you as always for joining me. And I know that even in the deepest or joyful conversations, that there's something we can learn and apply. Until next time, I hope that you are doing better. If not, we will be back to talk some more and handle it. Peace to you and yours. Stay grounded.